What's up, guys? Today we're talking about getting that killer instinct. When I think about killer instinct players, I think about Kobe Bryant. I think about Kevin Durant. I think about Michael Jordan. I think about Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think about those type of guys with ferocity. I think about Russ Westbrook. Those type of guys have that killer instinct, and they have it all the time. They're trying to murder you. They're trying to destroy you. That killer instinct is something that you really have to work hard to achieve. It comes with extreme confidence and a whole lot of preparation. Now, you don't have to have the same style as a Westbrook or the same style as a Giannis where, you know, you always over-aggressive. You got some guys that have a killer instinct that's more laid back, like LeBron James, Ben Simmons, Kawhi Leonard, guys like that, Paul George. They have that killer mentality, but it's just not all the way on. Sometimes they have to get going. Sometimes someone have to evoke that. Whereas the great ones, and those guys are great, but a lot of the great ones, like the Magic Johnsons, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbars, they had that killer instincts on at all time. Tim Duncan was another guy that was very quiet, but he had that killer mentality every time he stepped on the court. So how do you get this killer mentality? Well, like I said before, it comes with extreme confidence. Where do you get extreme confidence from? You get extreme confidence from the work you put in outside of basketball. So whenever you're working out, whenever you're training and preparing for the season, that's where that killer mentality starts. When you start dunking the ball every time you can, when you start winning all the sprints, when you start trying to beat your time, that's where that killer mentality starts. You're slowly building a beast because you're constantly competing with yourself. So you know the work that you put in, and it feels normal whenever you get up into that realm. So whenever your teammates come along, or people, your opponents, players that you're playing against come along, you're already comfortable because this is what you do every day. You've been in combat every day with yourself. So it feels good to get in combat with somebody else. So that's how you develop that killer mentality. I've been criticized a lot throughout my career about having that killer mentality, and it's been true. You know, I take games off and I put it on sometimes. Most of my best games are against the best players, because whenever I play against guys that's not on my level, I tend to take a step back. And that's not a real killer. A real killer is going to have that mentality, whether he playing against a Division III team or he playing against a Division I team. Whether he playing in the EuroLeague or he's playing in the NBA playoffs. It doesn't matter. Wherever he gets on the court, he's bringing that killer mentality. And I was guilty of it. I've gotten better at it because I've started to realize that, you know, I'm playing for a certain reason. I want my legacy to be known as the guy who always gave everything he had. Now, the way my killer mentality started to develop was in college. I was on a bench for 3 years in college. I averaged under 5 points. And my senior year, coach came in and he gave me a sheet. And he said, write down your goals. In that sheet, I wrote down, I wanted to be the player of the year, an All-American, conference player of the year, Louisiana college basketball player of the year. I wrote down all the highest accolades you can think of. My coach took the paper and threw it on the ground. He told me I didn't take it serious. That was the motivation I needed right there. That's why I started saying make him pay. I asked him for one thing. I asked him for his key to the gym. When I got his key to the gym, I would be in the gym at 6 in the morning to 8 o'clock when it was time for class. I would go to school from 8 until like 12 or 1 o'clock. Then I would go straight to the weight room. Then I would go to practice. I would stay after practice to put in extra work, go get some dinner. Then I would go to study hall. I'd go back at night to get some shots up. By 10, 11 o'clock, I would sleep, getting ready to do it all again the next day. I'd done this the entire summer. I'd done this the whole season until it was time to go to the season. And at the end of the season, guess what I was? Player of the year, honorable mention All-American, Louisiana player of the year. Everything that I wanted to be, I was. Every goal I set, I reached them. And that was because I was possessed. I developed a killer mentality in myself, whereas I was the hardest worker in practice. I worked the longest. I was the first in the gym. I was the last to leave. And I made that the standard. And I created the slogan, every day, I'm going to make them pay For laughing at my dreams and goals, I had to make them pay. And that's how you develop that killer mentality, by getting on the court and making somebody pay. Let's get it.